Hey.
What up, girl?
Oh man. It feels like forever.
Osh.
It feels like forever.
Osh. Ow. Ow. What up, y'all? This your girl Chanel, aka Channel Sounds.
And this is your girl, Nia, aka Gia Gia.
Gia Gia. Ow. And you
just stuck
into
the 90s. Welcome.
Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. Hey, we back and we better. How y'all doing?
It feels like a long time. It feels like a really long time.
It feels like a long time. Been waiting long. Yes, they have.
It's okay, but we're back today. So we're going to...
We back and we got goldfish.
Well, you got some goldfish?
Mm-hmm. What kind? Your favorite? Extra cheddar blast, baby.
No, my favorite's the pizza kind.
Oh, yeah, pizza. Almost forgot.
We don't like the pizza kind.
My favorite. Hell no. Girl, you already know I hate the pizza one. Don't let me.
What? I've had the most flavor.
You already know I hate the pizza one. You already know.
How's the most flavor?
Mm-mm,
girl. Y'all know, like, the little bag. It's in the green bag. The pizza kind is good. Did you used to like the pizza kind of the Pringles?
No, the only thing I liked that was pizza flavor was, you know, them little things, them little pretzel things. I forgot what they were called.
Combos,
yes. Oh, that was the only pizza flavor I liked.
It was salty though, but it was good.
I like those. Those are good. That's the only one.
What?
That was
wait, so you never like you never liked pizza Pringles?
Hell no, bro. Oh. I like that sour cream and onion.
Yes,
bro. Mm-mm.
And I like the I like the barbecue and I like the ranch.
I never had the ranch. I like that cheddar. What is it? Like cheddar onion or like cheddar something?
The cheddar one by itself gives me a headache.
Why?
I don't know. And then Cheetos used to give me headaches.
Cheetos, bro. You're so crazy. Bro, you don't have regular syrup. You don't.
Ew, I don't like syrup. I don't like pancakes. I don't like syrup. I don't like watermelon.
Whoa, this is too much.
I don't like
you. You're killing me.
Like honeydew. They can take that.
Honeydew. Ew, no. Oh my gosh. I had the worst experience with honeydew. So that's why I don't eat it. Like, I used to go to daycare when I was little. They used to try to make me eat that shit. One time I hid it in the garden and they tried to wash it off and give it to me.
Ew,
and I was like, fuck no.
Ew,
I told my mother. My mother was going off on them people. She was like, no.
No. Ugh, ew, I just don't, they don't, ugh,
yeah. So nasty. I don't know why people like that shit.
I don't know, Aunt
Kim. But you know we like pineapples and mangoes.
Yes.
Oh,
I love
who already know.
And strawberries.
And strawberries. Strawberries are okay. I like mangoes and pineapples better, though.
I want to try, I think I tried raspberries once, but I don't know what they taste
like. They're nasty. They taste just, like, bitter kind of to me, like.
Do they? Okay. Do you like
kind of bitter?
Do you like kiwi?
No.
Yeah. Weirdo.
I like Crystal Light.
Oh my goodness! I like that pomegranate Crystal Light. The pomegranate.
Bro, remember? Remember the time?
Yo.
Remember the time?
You remember the time?
The time. Well.
We had pomegranate Crystal Light.
Ew. Thirsty. Yeah.
It's so
we were
good.
So thirsty, but we were on that keto, so we was we had to have something sweet to drink, but we was on that keto, bro.
I know. I love
we had to have something sweet to drink.
It's really good. Man.
It's good. It's great. So let's see. What we're about to get into this episode. Let's see what we're gonna talk about this episode. What's been going on in the media? What's the tea? What's going on with the music? Let's see.
Yeah, what has been going on?
What we've been doing lately, Gia, we've been working.
That's what we've been doing.
You need to tell our viewers what we've been doing. We've been working, y'all.
Working.
That's why we tired. Right? But we here. We had to get an episode done for y'all, bro.
I know.
We couldn't leave y'all hanging no more.
We've been working really hard, you know, trying to really get the grind on.
Trying to get that Christmas money. Right. You feel me?
And starting to get in a better work habit to get into the new year. So we've been...
Exactly. We're trying to, you know, add some new things into our lives. You know, budgeting and stuff like that. Adult shit, you know?
I know. we've just been taking our lives more seriously, trying to get things established because we want to do things in 2019, but we have to start now so we can get things done.
You
got to
start somewhere. That's the major key.
Major key alert.
You
got to
think about,
Major key alert.
Major key alert. And it's not always about where you're at, but it's where you're going.
Right.
You got to keep that in mind. We so focus on, damn, we should have been here by now. I'm 28. I'm 26. I'm 25. I should have been had this and that. Like, you got to stop thinking in that mindset. You got to think, look, I'm making these steps towards this for a purpose. Like, everything happens on your time when it's supposed to happen. You can't keep comparing yourselves to other people's lives.
Right.
And things like that. Let's get out of that mindset. Let's get a new mindset.
Yes.
Let's talk about
yes.
doing better for ourselves and not worrying about other people.
Yes.
Let's stop doing that.
Yes.
Because you'll never get anywhere if you're worrying about the next person.
Right. We gotta
work on that as a whole, as a generation.
What do you
And mean? We gotta support each other too. That's another thing.
Yes.
Mentally, all that. We gotta really, really be out here supporting each other, not hating on each other. Like, this is too much hating going on.
Right.
It really is. Like, you see somebody have something, you want that, but it's not that far without, like, without your reach. Like, you can achieve that. You really can.
Right.
But you have to worry about when it's on your schedule, your time. You can't be like, oh, they have it now, so I gotta have it now.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how life works.
Let's talk about self-love. I feel like it comes from that.
Let's do that.
Talk about some self-love. Like, we gotta
self-love comes from within, baby.
Yes, it comes within. And
you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
So, the question is, if someone didn't know or didn't have that, and they asked you, well, how do I gain that self-love? What would you kind of tell them?
I would tell them to start writing things down.
Mm.
I would literally tell them, write some things down that you love about yourself. Mm. Write some things down that you hate about yourself. All them things you hate about yourself, fix them.
Mm-hmm. We're trying.
Start making steps every day to fix them.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. Like, not everybody's going to have their shit together. Like, you're not put on this earth to have your shit together.
Mm.
You're not. That's just the reality. Nobody's ever going to be perfect. Nobody's ever gonna love you the way you want them to love you unless you love yourself first.
Yes.
Like, you have, it's a must. It's a must, and this generation has to learn. We gotta learn together. All the lessons, we can do them together.
And I like
that. We don't have to be divided. We don't have to hate on each other. We don't have to be jealous of each other. Let's do this shit together. Let's rock the fuck out. Let's get shit done. Let's be fucking happy. How about that?
Yes, let's be happy. That's number one.
Let's be happy hoes.
Happy, happy. No, but really, sitting down and writing things that you like about, love about yourself, and some things that you want to work on over time, because we are, you know, we are within sin. We're not perfect, but
we some sinners.
Yeah, we are. But we can also work on things that we really want to change. And it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It will take time. But if you take accountability for things and do something about it, you'll see your growth in time.
Facts. Facts, my friend.
Accountability. Love yourself.
Ability.
Love yourself so you can spread that love within others, people.
Ain't such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Ay.
Oh, yeah.
What'd J. Cole say?
Love yourself. I just wanted to say that. Just love yourself and, you know, be kind to people, I think, is something that, you know, to take into
next
year. Just be kind to people. You know, somebody's probably having a bad day, and you just say hello or just be kind. It might just
give them a dollar.
I don't know. If you don't have no dollar, give them
smile. $2.
Give them a smile.
You don't give them a tooth. Sorry, y'all. I'm geeking tonight. Yeah, I'm tired and I'm having fun. Okay. This is the most fun I've had all week.
Right?
With y'all. How y'all doing?
You need to have some more fun then if this is the only fun you had.
Yeah, girl. Wait, tell me
but
about
the week
it.
Week just started, though.
I'm still, you already know. The week just started. And I'm tired. I'm tired. I've been dealing with this bad dog, Pa Chow.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all, let me tell you about my dog Poncho. He bad.
How is he bad?
He looking at me right now talking shit about him. He's a little puppy, y'all. He be going off on me.
He barks like...
I don't got time for him. I'm surprised he's not barking in this episode. If y'all hear him, I ain't ghetto. That's him all day.
He be mad at you. You need to let him out.
I do be letting him out. And he be, you know what he be doing? Biting me and going the fuck off. Yeah. And he, like, he crazy, bro. I can't even get into that right now because he's just going to be mad. You get on my damn nerves. Anywho.
Dang.
So, Gia, let's talk about, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the whole Nicki and Cardi thing, you know, from the Shade Room.
What's this?
That had happened. You remember they was coming with the receipts? We didn't get to talk about that.
You're going to have to refresh my memory because I...
Okay, so let me refresh your memory again. Okay, so you remember when Cardi was posting all these receipts because Nicki went on Queen Radio and was saying, oh, that's why Ra'ali clocked you. She's trying to say something along them lines. And Cardi came with receipts, honey. She was like, girl, bye. She didn't even touch me the whole time. And she was like, yeah, and you was mad about this and this and that. And yeah, they offered me this deal and they didn't give it to you and you was mad, blah, 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 blah. Then Nicki came with some receipts and then they even included Steve Madden into the whole drama. It was a lot. Wow. But yeah, they were going at it and I was just like, oh my gosh. But it was crazy because... I just feel like poor Nicki. Like she just, you gotta let other people shine. That's the one thing you gotta let other people have their moment.
Yeah,
let other people shine. It's nothing wrong with letting somebody else have a little bit of shine.
Yeah, but
you big mad, you mad boo. Like you had your whole decade to like do whatever the fuck you wanted to do. Nobody was like in your business. Nobody was in your way. You was making your money. Ain't nobody disturbed you when you was doing all that and being all unoriginal and shit. But now that Cardi wants to come along and be great, you mad? Like, bruh.
You know, I just hope these ladies just take this as a lesson learned. They can both make great music and they're going to have their fan base. But one thing that I think we are happy about is not just one dominant female taking over the rap game. It's now more females are coming back on the scene, and it's good to see because as fans of hip-hop and rap, we want to see unity, and it's unfortunate that this is happening, but I am glad to see people coming out and being dominant in this so male dominant genre of music. So hopefully in time, you know, I think time heals wounds, they'll be able to, you know, get on a better pace, maybe even collaborate in the future, because that's what we're all waiting for, right? Like, I'm still waiting for Ladies Night too. So,
they did agree to disagree, and they, you know, they're both kind of silent now, so that was good. But I just feel like it was super unnecessary, super, like, just dumb in general. And, you know, it's whatever, but, you know, it happened, and I wanted to definitely address that for the people that was wondering what the fuck was going on. That's what was happening, y'all.
Hey, but
just some petty shit.
I would love to hear some comments down below, but I need to know, if you had your ideal part two of Ladies Night, who would be your candidates to be in the song? Of course,
Remy, have Cardi, look him again, Eve.
We want Eve in there too. Oh yes,
I want
Missy in there.
Oh yes, ooh. Ooh.
We should get Trina in there too.
Yes, and then I would say Bobby Lights, but he not a girl. So
I love him from Bobby Lights. He gives me
life. I love him. He can really spit vibes. Oh my god, I love him, bro. He can't be on a Ladies Night? He can probably be on there.
He could be in the, like, you know, in the video, getting it.
Yeah, we need to put a request in for that.
I really like him. Thank you. I really like him and his relationship with Miami Tip. I love their relationship.
I just like his whole aura. Like, he's such a, like, he's into the, like, signs, too. And, like, he just brings this good energy. And I just love him. Like, I am so in awe of him.
Yes. Man, they really need to make a ladies' night part too. I think that's still the biggest female collaboration record. I think so. Still, you know, that's the biggest one. But hopefully those ladies can, I mean, they're still going to make music. They're both going to make music.
Of course.
Now, you know, my question is, I wonder, like, for the veterans of the rap game, like the female veterans, are they kind of, if they want to put out music in this day and era, are they afraid to put out music because of how the culture and sound has changed? Or they are, is it they don't want to, they don't want to touch their legacy? Or, like, I wonder what they feel about, if they were to come out with music, how do they feel about why maybe they're not coming out with music? So ask all of
that's a good question. I think everybody that had like hits and like went through their phase of, you know, being on top, I think they're all going to have those reservations because this is a new generation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, a lot of us grew up off of like listening to them. So it's like, it would be nice for us that grew up listening to other things and, you know, that like even listen to things outside of our generation. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think that's just the fear. I think they do have a fear when it comes to that. Right. But I still think it would be so nice if they just, you know, did some new shit, like some new generation shit and like taught these people, like these fucking whack ass rappers and these whack ass people that try to come out with music these days. Like, no, this is real music right here.
Right.
Like what y'all doing is like nothing compared to what we've done. And, you know, we've paved ways, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for y'all to even do shit.
And I wonder like, well, not to like discredit fan bases, but we came up in an era that really appreciated good music. Not to say the era behind us doesn't, but they are so accustomed to hearing that pop, okay, what's next? We used to have songs right. that stick for months. You know, like think about right. an album that came out. The person who was coming out with the album that would have a song and it would stick for months, right? And then they would wait to right. bring out their next song.
And you would be rushing to Best Buy or right. FYE to be buying that album, right. honey, you know, because had two you already songs knew.
On there that was good. But we still
Target. Did.
But now it's just
Walmart.
Like instant gratification. Like it'll pop one day and it's like, what's next? What's next? What's next? And
what's next? What's good? What's pop?
And
what's
technology good? Is yeah. definitely the reason for it. So that's a whole different, that's a culture shock to people who came up in a different era, who didn't have the opportunity to evolve or, you know, into this era. So I wonder, are they thinking, hey, let me just try to make this hit to get with this new wave and people are, you know, gonna listen, or should I make some real music? Maybe some people will listen, but you know, it's a hit or miss, or it's just so much to think about. And I wonder what they think about, but I mean, when you collaborate, I think that's like a pivotal point now for if you're trying to come back out, collaboration might be good, a good look to just to get your name back.
Especially out if you're fucking whack, you need a collaboration to fucking revive your career.
I think it was a good look to collaborate. It's a good look.
Yeah, look. But if you're fucking whack, it's like a lifesaver, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he is like, bitch, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I shit. Sorry.
So what, if you had to think about an artist that doesn't do music anymore, that we know of, like, make music that's kind of like,
that doesn't do music anymore, that I would like to do music?
Like that?
Bruh, I don't know. Like, that's not a tough question, but it was like, I would have to really think about that because there's so many.
Right.
Ugh. I'm a little flustered right now. I can't think off the top of the dome.
Okay. But that's food for thought. We should
I'm going to need a minute. That. Yeah, I'm going to need a minute to think about that. But I definitely have some people in mind, like in the back of my brain.
Yeah.
As soon as I retrieve some more brain cells, I got gotcha. You.
It could be from any genre. It doesn't have to be from just 90s.
I think maybe Craig David, though.
Oh, okay. But that's not to do with the hat. Who does that do with the hat?
Isn't that his name, Craig David? Fill me in. You remember that song from the 90s?
I gotta check it out. I gotta check it out.
Yeah, him. I would like to hear some shit from him. Where the fuck he been at? What about John B and shit? Where is he at?
I want to hear some Donnell Jones. What do you think is that about?
Oh yes, man. Yes. Hold up.
I love
it. Hold up.
John B, he I need to know. I was reading something about him, but he still performs live.
Is he still fine?
I think so. I think he's still fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yes. But there's people probably that are still industry just behind scenes producing, writing, and things like that. So,
producing, writing. Yes, I'm trying to tap into that industry. You already know.
You know who else? But I kind of know what happened to her. I really like Carrie Hilson.
You know what? Honestly, like, I'm not like a fan of her, but I do appreciate her.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, I need her to come out. Like, I'm not on that level with her. But I do appreciate her, like, her music and stuff.
I like her music.
Like, there's a lot of people that I appreciate their music, and I think they have beautiful voices, but I'm not, like, in awe over them.
Like that girl. Who was that girl? Deborah Cox.
Yeah, like, she should come out with something else. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, I'm weird, bro. I just have, like, eclectic-ass taste, and it's, like, I need something to stick out in my heart and my mind. For me to just be like, oh, okay, I need this and that. Like, it's weird. I don't know. I be tripping, bruh. But let's get into some music reviews, y'all. Because okay. We haven't done that in a quick little break. So
I know.
I think I'm going to switch it up. Like, we're going to do like a SoundCloud type of review. Where we're going to review a couple songs off of SoundCloud. So I wanted to do three songs by Summer Walker.
Okay.
And then I wanted to do three songs by Brent this time for us to review. So I'm going to play the first one. Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of the first one. So give me 1 second. Here I go.
I don't think I heard any of these songs, so this is going to be new.
Yeah, you probably haven't, but. Okay, so this first one is called Just Like Me by Summer Walker.
Who is it by?
Her name is Summer Walker.
Okay.
She probably my cousin.
Ooh. Why don't you tell me what she's got on me? I find it hard to believe. But anyone love you as great as me. I miss all your passion, wake me out of my sleep. Banging over the door at a quarter to three. You play it safe, so I guess you go with her. What else to say? First, no, I'm not the type of girl you bring to mom. But we've got a special bond. You ain't the type of girl you bring to my dad. But there's nowhere else I'd rather be than with you. Yeah, than with you. You run the streets, you getting cash, you living life, you spend it fast. I say you run the streets, you getting cash, you living life, and you spend it fast, just like me.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I really like her voice. Like, something about her voice really draws me in.
Yeah.
And I just like her ballads because it just, I don't know. It's just something about her.
I liked how she was very able refreshing. To, like, pronounce all the words she was singing. But, like, I could hear all her words. Her voice was,
like, yes, pronunciation.
Yeah.
Pronunciation. She was actually here on Sunday, and she was opening up for Six Black.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really wish I could have went, but that was, like, I heard that was, like, a really dope show.
Okay.
So I have another song by her, and it's called Girls Need Love. You might have heard it before.
Okay.
But I'm going to play it.
Honestly. Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I've got to be joking when I say I don't think I can't wait. I just need it now. Let it swing my way. I just need some dick. I just need some love. Tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby. I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. You start with a handshake, baby. I'ma need one to the heart. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah.
Okay.
Okay. I like that song a little bit better.
Girls need love too. Hey, I like the concept of that. Like, she's letting you know what you need, what she needs, man. She needs that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very, very much. I like that song. That's a vibe song. I will listen to that late at night before I go to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a vibe song. I liked it.
So, okay, so I have one more song by her that is, like, one of my faves. And this one is called Deep. Like, I love this one. Okay.
Deep. Mm-hmm.
All right, little snippet of that.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I like the intro, how it came on. I like it. It gives me, like, you know, vibe, and I like listening to music like that at nighttime before I go to bed. So it was
super something funny. A little mellow, you know, yeah. Something a little bit yeah. Okay, so we got three. Okay, you know what? We might make it a little bit more because this EP deserves a little bit more from us. But the first song by Brent we're going to hear is called Target on My Chest. So, you ready?
Yes.
Because I'm aiming at your chest, girl.
Don't do that. I need these tank tights.
I don't do it for no things, I don't do it for no chains, I don't do it for no change. I don't do it for no rings, I just do the shit cause I can. Yeah, and they gon' fill me up, I need some dope when I drink. I don't care who you is, I don't care what you did, I don't care where you live. Niggas know what it is, put some niggas on the fence. All the niggas that dirty money carriers, yo bitch, I bought her. Let's get caught her, that gon' get you caught her. So I said to my body. So I can't trust nobody. My niggas the wildest. These fuck up they parties. Girls gave me that sloppy. Late night in that dungeon. But I'll be true. If you promise that you'll defend me. I'll be true. You. Oh. And what you are. Can lay here for me. Out of the world. Baby, I ain't saying I ain't crazy. Hey, let that shit rock. Oh, if you can't understand, I'd do anything. I'll go all the way. I jump off a plane, talking on my chest for you.
You gotta hear this guitar solo, bruh. Hold up. Is on fire.
That beginning was different from his for his taste.
Yeah, different.
It was different for
him. That solo gives me chills.
The guitar gives me chills. The guitar was nice.
That was that's Los on the guitar too.
Oh,
yeah. That was just amazing. Like, ooh, that song just gives me
that
chills.
Was different for his, like, from what his original music sounded like. That was a different.
Every song on the EP has been very different, and I really like enjoy each vibe. Like, it's really cool.
Okay.
And I've just been like addicted from here on out. I've been listening to it like every day, so it's really nice, you know.
And what was that?
Let's see what we got, huh?
And what was that song called again?
This one's called "Target on My Chest."
Okay.
Let's see what we got next. Okay, I really like this one too. This one's called Pounds.
I'm what you going for, P. I wanna fly for the week. But she on her knees. Cause I let her fly for free. Nobody love me. Don't nobody care how I spend my day. But you mean that you won't let me? I thought you knew that I was this way. I'm what you going for, P. I wanna fly for the week. And she on her knees. Cause I let her fly for the free. Pick it up and break it down. Roll it up and pass it around. Lock it down, fuck it down. Gotta grab it by the bound. Sometimes I feel it in my sleep. It's demons, it's demons. They drag me deep. So I gotta know. I'm what you going for, P. I wanna fly for the week. And she on her knees. I let it fly for the free. Why you acting like you got no options? Everybody knows that you a star. Why you make it look like you're so rotten? Everyone is troubled in the dark. Why you acting like you got no options?
All right, so what you think of that one?
I like that one.
Yeah, that one is just a vibe. Like, that every time vibe. I'm getting off of work and I'm like, yes, I'm free. Mm-hmm. I blast that in my earphones and I'm ready to go.
Go out. Go.
Ready to go. Okay.
Get out.
Get out of here. No, get out of here.
I like that. It is.
Cabs, yeah.
You can bounce your head to it. You know.
Yes. It's like a vibe. Go. Like, I cannot wait to see this perform live. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm already ready.
And this one was called Pounds.
Pounds, yeah.
Okay.
With the Z at the end.
Pounds with the Z.
With the Z. Okay, so this next one I really like too, and it just like kind of reminds me of like growing up African American in the world. Like, why is it so hard out here for people like me?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it just gives me that vibe. It's like when I hear it, you know. So this is called, it's called why is it so hard. That's the name of the song.
Okay.
So we hear the sirens in the beginning.
Oh, no. Better run, run, run.
I'll power walk. I'm not running.
Don't want to sweat that hair out.
No, thank you. Pardon me, ever watching number two. Pardon me, ever watching. Don't test. Devil is my press. No, they wanna see me dead. I ain't even grown yet. Maybe you got too much to offer. That's probably why they want you in the coffin. Maybe you too young to take it all in. Damn. Pardon me, ever watching. Trust me, so hard up here for niggas like me. Pardon me, ever watching. Trust me, so hard up here for niggas like me. I know I ain't been the easiest to deal with as of late. 22 with a lot on my plate. But you never know. And you gotta go. Sometimes I can't wait. Pardon me.
So what? I'm dying to hear what you thought of this song.
The lyrics were good. The production was weird.
Wait, what?
The production was weird.
I don't think the production was weird at all. I just think it's different.
Yeah, it was.
It's a big difference. Like, I could definitely tell the transitions and stuff, and I could tell what they were doing. Like, it was put together well. It's just different. Like, it was just the transitions that probably threw you off.
Yeah, I think that threw me off.
But I really like this song, like, a lot. Like, it just, it gives me a lot of different emotions, but, like, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of when, like, Pac had that whole era when he was just, like, talking about how it is, like, in the system, how it is for Black people, how, like, you know, what we go through on a daily basis. Like, it's kind of, like, reminiscing back on that kind of feel to me. Like, that's how I feel when I hear it. Like, somebody else is acknowledging, like, this is what we go through, you know what I'm saying, yeah, on a daily. And they're shedding light on it. And I feel like more artists should do that. It shouldn't always be about fucking money and bitches and whatever the fuck they be talking about.
Right.
That's, it should be about some real shit, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I think the transitions threw me off. I mean, but I did get what he was saying. I gravitated to what he was saying. But the transitions threw me all the way off.
I wasn't thrown off. I'm used to transitions. Like, I'm used to artists that do transition. I actually appreciate artists that do that because it feels like it's more than one song in one song. Like, I like that. Like, I don't know. That's just,
what I was confused.
That's like my preference.
I was like, is this more than one song or?
Yeah, I love that. Like, that, it throws people off, but it's like, it's cool. Like, I don't know. I fuck with that. I like that. I'm for all that shit. You already know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got one more little bonus song that we're going to review, and that's called Trust. Oh, this is my jam, y'all. This is my real jam, y'all. Y'all ain't ready, but y'all better be. About, but I ain't got no one to talk to.
back. I'm always trying to work it out, but somehow it always falls through you. I know that I get hurt, but I just want to feel love. Sometimes I'm everybody know my name when I come through, but don't nobody screaming like you. I was having visions with you, doing things, switching lanes in a Beamer with you, and swimming in deep water, save me from my sorrow. Swimming in deep, just some pieces of heart, so why can't I get that for free? I can trust you.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga, ayy. I can really use it. All right, yes, y'all, that is my jam. Sorry,
That was my favorite one out of all of them.
I had to crank out, my bad.
Man, but that was my shit. Yeah, that was my favorite one out of all of them. It relates.
Yes, you can just like ride down the street, you know, blasting that. You feel me?
He said, because I could really use you. I get it.
Because I could really use you. So much I want to talk about, but I ain't got no one to
talk to. Dang.
Like, yes, I do. I got Gia.
Ew.
I could talk to Gia if I want to.
No, but I like that song. I like that, especially if you're like, you know, in the process of being with someone or with someone, it's
or you like somebody, yeah, like or somebody. Something like that.
Yeah, I like it.
I can really use you.
And I like the part where he was like, you know, people scream for me, but you scream for me like the loudest or whatever.
Yes, like you my biggest fan, baby. You know, the number one VIP, baby. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was my favorite ever.
I like that.
But yeah, so that would conclude, you know, our review of the tunes that we like to do. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience in Charlotte at the Sound of Sun Tour, seeing Brent. So that was fun. You know, I traveled a long ass way and went through a lot of shit to get there. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It was a lot that I went through to get there, y'all. Okay. But I got there nonetheless. And it was a great concert. I was in the front, the very front, right in front of everybody's face. And it was wonderful. And I got to see Los again. That was cool. It was cool to see him again, see him play again, and see Brent again, see him play again. It was awesome. You know what I'm saying? They gave a great show. They had a different band. And the lead guitarist, I don't know who's lead or not, but I just know it's two guitarists and one is the lady, and she was really cool. Yeah, she was really dope. And a drummer guy, he was really dope too. So shout out to all of them because they were awesome. They put on like a great production. And it was fun. Brett interacted like with the crowd and, you know, he came down while he was performing and was like just, you know, taking pictures with us and videos. It was funny. And yeah, it was dope. It was a good show. And I think his parents were there.
Oh, that's sweet.
I think that was pretty cool. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Like to have your parents there supporting you and stuff. That's like real dope. So
Is he from Charlotte? Or where is he from?
Oh, no, he's from up here. He's from, like, Maryland. So
okay.
I think maybe his parents or family lives down there or something like that. So, I think that's what I heard. Yeah, I think they live down there or something. So, I think that they came down, you know, to support or whatever. So, that's what's up.
Yeah, that is sweet.
As you know.
Yeah.
But it was a really great show. It was. I will definitely say that. Like, I can't wait till... They're throwing a benefit concert in
Baltimore, at the Baltimore Soundstage on the 15th, on December 15th.
Oh, really?
So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'll definitely be in attendance for that, and that should be lit, too. And I'm excited to see some of these songs that we reviewed, you know, get played and stuff, like,
yay.
And be lit. Yeah. I'm excited, man.
Yes.
Good year. Good time. Good time.
Good ending of the year. We got to roll out this year, live our best lives to roll into 2019 and be like a really good year. Like, get everything done.
Get our shit together, claim things, you know, get things done. I know me and you have been working hard. But we got this podcast done today, and that's a beautiful thing, and I'm proud of us.
Yes,
because if y'all only knew how hard we've been working, y'all would be like, damn, how did y'all even find the time to breathe for yourself or just do anything? It's been really not an easy thing, but when you want something bad enough, you make it happen.
Yes, you got to be a go-getter.
You got to be a go-getter.
You do.
But you know what, y'all? We about to sign out. We love you very, very much.
Yes.
We'll be back very, very soon.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed the show today.
Yes, guys. And everybody, be safe. Safe travels for the holidays that are coming up. No drinking and driving. Please live your best life.
Don't be a safe. Dumbass. In my Red Foreman voice, if you've ever watched that 70s show. Don't be a fucking dumbass.
Don't do it, y'all. Please don't. Just spend as much time with your friends and families during the holiday, please.
Appreciate your family, motherfucker.
Yes, count your blessings. Yes, please count your blessings. Say what you're thinking.
Count them up,
for.
Count them up. Save your quarters. Go to the Coinstar, cash
Coinstar,
out.
Coinstar, they take out, don't they take 8 cents out per dollar?
Put your pennies in a well. Put them in the mall.
Oh, Lordy.
The fountain.
Yes. Next episode, I should be reviewing. I'm going to a concert. It's going to be Backyard, Junkyard, EU, and Donna. I'm with Belladonna. So I'm going to review
that.
I want to
hear that, girl. I want to hear how that goes. Yes. Yeah.
It's going to be lit. I will give you all the details.
I hope Snoop Dogg will be there. Because you know he loves him some go-go.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
He think he from D.C. or something, because he like him some go-go. Oh, boy, you better move to D.C. then.
Right, he should.
With you. You ain't from no California. You from Maryland or something. You right, get on
y'all.
My nerves.
All right, y'all. Y'all be safe.
All right, y'all. Peace out. Love ya.
All right. Out.
Out.